Hi, and welcome to Thinking in Criminal. You may or may not know me as Little Apostate, which is a pseudonym born out of an Instagram I created to start spreading my thoughts on the current social justice state of the world. So I've been using my artistic and written voice to connect with strangers from everywhere and anywhere, and everyone's so interesting and has so much to say, and I've loved it. But I wanted to take it a step further and give you all my raw and unedited voice, which is happening partially because I don't know how to edit a podcast very well. This is my first time, but also because I think it's important in order to really connect with everyone, to make that connection deeper and to inspire others to use their real voices. Like if you can't write, if you can't paint or draw or use Photoshop, you can use your voice. So I thought it was incredibly important to do this and, you know, hopefully to inspire others and build a deeper connection. So while I want this podcast to really be about thinking differently and, you know, the things that I find very interesting, like history and its connection to today or how it's repeating itself, books like 1984 and Brave New World that are echoed in today's society, philosophers who warned us. Those are all things I really want to talk about on this podcast, and obviously the politics of today. But for this first episode, I want it to be more of an introduction, and I want to give you guys a little more background into why I started doing this and who I am. So without further ado, I will tell you why I left the left. So when I was back in 2016, when Trump was elected, I remember watching the TV on election night with my ex-boyfriend, and we were both sitting there laughing. We knew Hillary would get elected. How could Trump get elected? We were very snooty liberals, drinking our wine and scoffing at the middle Americans who believed that someone like Trump was there to save them. And I didn't know anything about Hillary. I just knew that she was a woman and that she was a liberal. And that's all that mattered to me. So I voted for her and I laughed at everyone who didn't. I called them stupid. And then come the next day, waking up and realizing that middle America and people who I don't know, people who I've never met in my life, that aren't in this coastal upper middle class bubble that I'm in, chose my president, I cried. I cried because I thought the world was over. I thought my world, as I knew it, had ended. I thought men were about to start just sexually assaulting me on the streets. I thought I was going to be treated terribly because I was a woman. I thought Trump was going to be terrible. And in some ways he was, but in some ways he really wasn't. And it took me until 2018 to really start changing my tune on not just Trump, but on the left. And this began with the Christine Blasey Ford hearings. I found her to be, I found the rehashing of an incident, sexual assault, that didn't go as far as a sexual assault that some people I know have experienced, or, you know, just, it didn't touch rape. And that, her tears, based on something that happened so long ago that wasn't as tragic as so much of what happens in the world every day, being put on full display and attempting to ruin the life of a man who had just been put in the spotlight by his nomination to the Supreme Court, that really made me feel like something was off. And then to see the trending hashtag, believe all women. Believe all women. Believe all women? Like, are you kidding me? I've lied. I know almost half the women, more than half of the women in my life, I know them to be liars at some point or another. I've known them to lie to me. I've known men to lie to me. People lie. And to say, believe all women, is one of the most asinine, ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life. And I watched those hearings wanting to believe her, and I couldn't, because there was no evidence. And that made me sick. That the next day, when I went into work, everyone was talking about it as if they just watched the most honest testimony they'd ever seen in their lives. And I was completely confused. Like, I did not, like, were we watching the same thing? So I started to pay a little more attention to what I was seeing from the left and from social justice warriors. And then in early 2019, the Nicholas Sandman thing happened, where the whole media just blasted a kid for smirking because he was wearing an emblem of their political opponent, and they attempted to ruin his life. There were bomb threats sent to his school. He was being smeared all over social media. People my age, people in their 20s, people in their 30s, people in their 40s are spending their time trashing a kid in their teens for smirking? So that's when I got very, very just pushed as far away as possible from what I used to identify with. And as I started to pay more and more attention to policy and what I actually believed in when it came to politics, I realized that I wasn't a social justice warrior at all, and that I'm actually much more pro-discomfort and freedom to make other people uncomfortable. We're all supposed to be uncomfortable. That is the essence of human nature, is to be uncomfortable. Men didn't hunt and gather because they were comfortable. They did it because they were extremely uncomfortable. So in order to survive, in order to thrive and survive, we have to be put into situations where we don't feel like we're just relaxing and everyone's good to us and we don't have any worries or fear, or that's ridiculous. That's a way to make sure everyone remains stagnant and grows mold. And that's not what I want. That's not what I want for myself. That's not what I want for my country. That's not what I want for my friends or family. That's not what I want for my enemies. I just want everyone to take the opportunity they've been given by living in America to pursue their goals, to become the best versions of themselves. And that is what I've been seeing until now in 2021, I've been seeing politicians, the media, our World Health Organization, the CDC, pushing so hard against that, against success. They're destroying the very word success. They're making it so success doesn't even exist. And as I'm sitting in my apartment, where I've been for days, save my walks or my trips to the gym where I have to wear a mask, I have been completely isolated like everyone else. And if there is any way to make sure people don't strive for success, it's to put them in jail cells, to tell them they can't leave their homes, to tell them they're going to die if they leave their homes, if they socialize, if they go to the gym. But you can go to the grocery store and you can buy all the junk food you want, and you can go to the liquor store and you can buy all the alcohol you want, and you can drink it all and you can eat it all, and you don't have to worry about ever being in a situation where you are just completely alone without any vices or food to keep you company. And that's what we're being told to do. And that's wrong. So, I made my full transition over to this isolated class of people, individuals who, I accuse the left of being very heavily indoctrinated and very susceptible to mob think, to group mentality, which they are. But I know the right can be like that too. I know that any set of ideas can turn very quickly into a religion, and I want to avoid that. So I will do my best to continue to avoid that, and I may slip up sometimes, but I think it's very, very important to remain an individual in this world and to speak up when you see things wrong with the left or the right. But right now, I would say majority of my fear lies with the left and what they've become. So Nicholas Sandman was Nicholas Sandman is where the left crossed the line for me, where they crossed a line where I crossed over something where I could never ever go back. And it was the George Floyd riots that pushed me so far that I finally decided to use my voice. And I either made the mistake or made the good mistake, I don't know, of starting to speak out on my personal Instagram. And that lost me a lot of friends. It made people hate me. I had one of my best friends sit me down and tell me I was a racist and tell me I had no right to speak because I was white. And I remember just sitting there with my best friend and wondering how someone could tell me that I'm not allowed to speak because of the color of my skin, when I know that what's being passed around is a lie. So, and that best friend also told me that she had been getting calls from other people asking if I was a Nazi or if I loved Hitler. And, you know, at first that kind of stung. And then I had another friend reach out to me, and she told me one of her friends called her to ask her how she could associate with me. And so instead of shutting up, I doubled down, and I've continued to do so. And then as things got worse, as there was no end in sight, I decided it was time to start my little apostate account because I fell so in love with using my voice and with reaching just the few people that I reached through my personal Instagram who said thank you because they felt insane. But they weren't, admittedly, they would admit to me, brave enough to speak out under their name. So, and a lot of those people would be afraid to follow an account, maybe like Candace Owens, whose name has been attached to this stigma of being an alt-right personality, which is unfair, because that's not what she is. I think I don't agree with everything she says, but that's what she's been attached to. And so many people are afraid to follow accounts like that. So I wanted to start something where people could come and feel not so alone and not be attacked for being a part of this community or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, I still post on my personal Instagram about this stuff. And just today I received a message from a guy who I've been friends with for a few years. We don't speak ever, but we're acquaintances now, but we've been friends. And he hasn't spoken to me since the beginning of the pandemic, but what he said was, thank you for remaining real this entire time. It really means a lot. And that's all he said. But it made my heart melt because that really is amazing to hear from someone. Because I am small. I am no one. I am just a woman trapped in a corporate career who has a lot of opinions and cares a lot about her country and her own freedom. So that is my story. And I guess I just want to leave everyone with something. One of my favorite people or old philosophers to follow and listen to has been Diogenes. So Diogenes was a Cynic who lived in a tub in Athens, Greece. And he would masturbate in public, urinate, defecate. He would walk backwards into movie theaters. And he would do all of this because he didn't want anyone to tell him how, he didn't want to follow social norms because they were imposed upon him. Because that's not freedom. The social code isn't something you made, it's something everyone else is following. And Diogenes did this, and maybe it wasn't always to prove a point. Maybe it was because he just genuinely wanted to masturbate in public. Maybe he was a little sick for that. But he's a real, real master of self-confidence and of being brave and doing whatever you want because you want to do it, because you only have one life. And to listen and to fear the opinions of others for your entire life isn't living at all. And a lot of other philosophers felt this way. I think Marcus Aurelius said something along the lines of, man loves himself the most, but he cares, or man cares about himself the most, but he cares about the opinions of others more, something like that. And why is that? How can we be such narcissistic creatures, yet care so much about what other people think? And Epictetus, he said, "Who are these people whose admiration you seek? Aren't they the ones you're used to describing as mad? Well, then, is that what you want? To be admired by lunatics?" And I mean, not calling everyone else a lunatic, but is that what you want? And that's not what I want. So at the end of all of this, whatever it is, I just want to know that I've done everything I can to be myself, whether I'm being right or wrong. I'll never publicly urinate, defecate, or masturbate because I think those things are gross. But I will speak freely, say what I think and feel, and I will never stop. So, yeah, and that's it for my first podcast. Thank you for listening. I just had a blast doing this, and I've had a blast getting to know everyone I've gotten to know so far, and I hope to meet a ton of more free-thinking, freedom-loving individuals out there. So, keep going, and I will talk to you all another time.